The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.
You're watching our series on the future of business, and in this segment we focus on an investment class that's core to the growth of any country's economy. We're talking about investing in startups, the pros and cons, and the role that startups play in an environment heavily impacted this time by COVID-19. For more on this, I'm joined by Kashira Naidu of Nedbank CIB. Kashira, thanks very much for joining us. Why invest in startups?
So, first, I think this is a very pertinent question that we ourselves as Nedbank had to, you know, think about and also contextualize. And when you look at the African continent, Africa has the youngest generation, so the youngest group of populations as compared to other continents in the world. So when you have, you know, I would say this fertile ground of innovation, of, you know, foundational problems that need to be solved, we need to start thinking about how do we change the future of Africa. And, you know, we believe that this comes down to nurturing entrepreneurship and actually, you know, making sure that entrepreneurs in Africa have access to the necessary, I would say, capital, mentorship, and all other, you know, everything that they need in order to grow their startup. And if you look at more developed markets, for example, Silicon Valley, or, you know, even the UK, some of the startup, or I would say the unicorns that are coming out of there now, they've had, you know, resources at their fingertips. They've had access to the top business minds, top expertise, and also they've had access to capital. So it comes down to, why should you invest in a startup? You should invest in a startup so that we can actually change the future of Africa, but also at the same time, help people in Africa use the resources that we have to create businesses not only for Africa, but for also for other continents surrounding us. So I think, you know, investing in startups has a fundamental activity that, you know, even in people in their personal capacity should be paying it forward by, you know, even if it's investing in time or, you know, whatever your skills are. I definitely think that that is something that's very important for the future of Africa.
What are the pros and cons of investing in startups?
Well, you know, we often get this question, and it comes down to, the pros are obviously you're investing in a startup today that could be worth 100 times the valuation. And, you know, so when we started the Nedbank VC mandate, these are real considerations that we had to work through. You know, was it worth the energy? And would we see the potential returns that we envisaged, or we saw other VC funds in the likes, you know, in Silicon Valley? And would Africa actually be able to produce the exits that, you know, we have so many eyes watching us right now to see if there is a potential African unicorn, you know, going to be birthed this year, which is quite exciting. So those are some of the pros, is that A, you're giving back to, you know, innovation, you're making positive impacts on people's lives, and startups in Africa mostly focus on, you know, foundational challenges and really creating, for example, fintechs that impact, you know, unbanked, so really solving real problems. And then secondly, as an investor, because we have, you know, a large population, you know, people are looking to find ways to make their lives easier and more convenient. The scale is here, but getting those innovations or making sure that the innovations are built to scale, you know, is another thing that we have to obviously we'll have to evaluate. Some of the cons are obviously the risks. Right? So when you're looking to invest in a startup, you would have to evaluate whether there is competition. You know, you'd have to evaluate how tough that, like, I mean, you know, is it a very crowded space? What gives this innovation, you know, the competitive advantage? And you'll have to make sure that from a returns perspective, that it's within your risk appetite. And the obvious one that most investors will talk about is the risk to reward ratio. And that's why the venture capital space is so, I would say, uncharted, because as an investor, you would have to have a lot of time in order to nurture these companies, in order to get them through that business growth, or what we call the valley of death. And then secondly, you know, you in a portfolio of 10 companies, it's likely that only, you know, 2 to 3 of them would shoot the lights out. And you actually have the risk appetite to, or I would say the gall to accept that most of your investments will actually go belly up. But yeah, I guess it's kind of making sure that you back the right horse and that you have a very important, good relationship with your entrepreneur. So yeah, those are some of the pros and cons, but happy to, you know, also talk about some of the stuff that we've encountered so far.
Very quickly, Kashira, we're running out of time, but what role do startups play in currently this post-current COVID world and a post-COVID world? What role do you think it's going to play for us?
So obviously, you know, we look at startups that are mostly in the technology space. And as we see, you know, when COVID set in or, you know, people had to now all of a sudden be homebound during lockdown, we saw people actually relying or, you know, using technology in their daily lives even more than it was before. So some of the examples are home deliveries. I mean, so we've been monitoring a home delivery player in South Africa, and their growth just shot up. So for us, we're seeing that there's this shift in human behavior towards technology. I mean, even, you know, having this interview right now, we're using a communication platform, which have otherwise would have happened in person. So pre-COVID, I think, you know, we use technology, but now as humans, we really rely on technology, and there's a fundamental shift in the human behavior, which I believe in a post-COVID world will, you know, A, help technology investors further grow their investments, and also it would help technology players gain scalability a lot easier as more and more people will be consuming technologies on a daily basis and as part of their integral everyday lives.
We're going to have to leave it there. You can see Kashira and Ida, you are very, very passionate about investing in startups. So thanks very much for joining us.
The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.